Good morning, how are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're excited today. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. And be thankful, be happy, and give God that sacrifice of praise. I had like a profound awakening last night when it came to the word, and the word renew. I just renewed. It's just, it just blows my mind. I'll go into that at some point. But this morning I was reading in chapter 10 of Romans. It says, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal, or they have a boil, or they seethe, or they have a vehement passion of God, but not according to the epignosis, which is that true and personal relationship with God. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For the Messiah," or Christ, "is the fulfillment," or the end, "of the law, with motion to righteousness to everyone that has faith or believes." The laws were there for a reason. The laws were there to bring us to Christ. But once Christ died for you, Jesus Christ is the end of the laws for them to righteousness. And if you jump down to verse 8, it says, "But what saith it? The word is nigh or close to thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the word, or the spoken word, of the faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ and you confess it, you are saved, you are righteous. Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you have a choice after that. You can live either through the carnal, or you can live spiritual. And I never understood the renewing of the mind, or putting on the new man. And how do you do that? And is it just about the relationship with God, building that relationship? But last night, it opened up. I mean, it was just so wonderful. If you go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "Grace," which is that loving disposition, "and peace," which is the state of undisturbed well-being, "make you full through the instrument of having the epignosis of God," which is a true and personal relationship with God, where you hear from him and you heed his advice, and of our Lord Jesus Christ. This epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with God, where you hear from God and you heed his advice. How much advice is in the word? How many things are in here that you can listen to and heed? Once you heed that advice, you're connecting back to the source. You're living in godliness. You're living life in all of its manifestations. God is not a respecter of persons. Therefore, it's not about works. Your life isn't dictated through the works. God looks at you as a sweet-smelling savor of Christ. He doesn't look at you any other way. So if you do right or wrong in this life, God's not judging you. You're not even to judge yourself. But if you do right, why? Why do it? And this verse is like the verse that explains it for me. Great. You won't find God's loving disposition to you. You won't feel it. You won't feel the state of peace, that undisturbed well-being. It's not just being, it's not just feeling good. It's a state of being undisturbed. That comes spiritual. That comes from above. That cannot exist in the carnal. Without God, you cannot live in a state of peace. It's not possible, because the state of peace is a spiritual state. And once you connect and you heed God's advice, you're reconnecting to the godliness. You're reconnecting to the blessings of God. Your life will change when you start to heed this stuff. I keep saying put the word on in your mind, and it's not the right thing. It's apply the word. Pick a verse and apply it to your life. Believe it and apply it. Once you apply the word, you're connected. You're already going to heaven. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous. But it's hearing the word and applying one verse, connects you to the source, and you are going to grow in that to live the life that's built for you. You cannot get there through the carnal. There are no self-help books. There are no books out there that can connect you to a spiritual state of undisturbed well-being. It's impossible. But you get there through heeding the advice of God and building the relationship with Him. That's why you do it. I just could not understand why. If it's not based on works, why do you read? Why do you do the things that are in the Word? And it's because it connects you to God. It makes you start to renew and renovate your thoughts. It changes you back to the connected source. We have all things right now. There is a purpose for these things. Start by one verse. Choose it, believe it, live by it. Apply it in your life. Live in that renewed state. It will change your life into a spiritual sense. Pray the big prayers today. Lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have yourself a beautiful day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed.
Well, Heavenly Father, I just ask you, I'm thankful for last night. I'm thankful for Doctor. I thank you so much for the things written and for your word and how much of a blessing it is. I ask that you just take this weight of the SEO off my heart, that I don't just dwell on it. And I ask you to just kind of clear that path and show me what to do in that sense. Again, I thank you for my family. I thank you for the things that you've given me. I thank you for the freedom that we have. And I thank you for your word and just how wonderful it really is. I lift up a great day to you. I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that he died for us, that we can live this way. And I just lift it all up to you. In the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.